Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 16, and we will read verses 13 and 14. Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees." For she said, "Have I also here seen him who sees me?" Verse 14, "Therefore the well was called Beer Lahai-Roi, the well of the living one who sees me." And observe, it is between Kadesh and Bered. You may sometimes wonder if God really sees you. Does he actually know you personally? With 7.5 billion people on this planet, can God see and recognize you? It would be hard to believe in a God who could not see his own creation. It would be extremely difficult to trust a divinity that could not see the works of his very own hands. The very nature of our God is omniscient, meaning he sees all and he knows all. A blind God is no God at all, but the Bible tells us that our God is everywhere, and if he is everywhere, then he must see everything. Furthermore, he is not simply somewhere nearby, but the scripture says, "In him we live and move and have our being." There is not one atom or one thread of DNA which is not filled with the presence of God. The air, the trees around us, the water, the earth, everywhere you walk and move, there is God. The psalmist wrote to us in Psalms 139, "Where can I go to get away from your spirit? Where can I run to get away from you? If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. If I climb on the rays of the morning sun or land on the most distant shore of the sea where the sun sets, even there your hand would guide me and your right hand would hold on to me." God transcends all space and time. How can you not believe that God sees you wherever you are? When we read the prophecies in the Bible that tell us of future events, and those events happened hundreds and hundreds of years later, surely reason would dictate that God must see everything that is happening now and in the future. In Genesis 16, we read about Hagar, an Egyptian woman probably given to Abraham by the king of Egypt. It was a very low point in his life. His faith had grown weak, and he went down into Egypt, and there he lied to the king, saying, "Sarah was not my wife, but my sister," because he feared the king would kill him and take his wife. When our faith and trust in God runs low, trouble is sure to follow. Satan desires to sift your faith. Hagar became the special handmaid of Sarah. God had promised Abraham that he would have a special or chosen son, and that Abraham would be the father of many nations. Abraham's children would be like the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky. But that blessing did not appear likely, especially when the couple reached 80 and 90 years of age, with no children in sight. The faith of Abraham, the father of the faithful, became weak, and since in God's original promise to Abraham, God did not make it clear that the son would be by Sarah,